Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Lamed Vav Omed Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're in the middle of Simen Shin Ayin, and we're in the middle of Sif Gimel. And we'll remind ourselves that we started learning Sif Gimel yesterday, which we talked about five families or chaburot that are living in a large ulam, in a large room that is sectioned off and partitioned off. So we said in that situation, only the two innermost families have to contribute towards an Erev Chatzeros. All of the outer of those five families are considered like a base shar for the two inner ones. And we went through a discussion why those two inner ones yesterday do have to contribute, and all the others are considered like a base shar and don't have to contribute. And we pick up now on the very bottom line with the words of the Mechaber. The im hayo l'kol echad pesach pasuach l'chatzer. If each one of these five chaburos had its own opening, they didn't have to go through each of the other sectioned off individual apartments, so to say, from each of the other chaburos, but they could each go directly through an opening into the chatzer that's outside this ulam, outside this large space that they've sectioned off. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chof, wrote Shlomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, they don't go through each other. From each of their partitioned rooms, they have a separate exit way going into the chatzer. And the Ramah now adds additional potential considerations that would also allow them to be considered separate. Hagah, he says, or alternatively, she'ein ovrin zalzeh, they don't go through each other. Rak kol echad yesh lo pesach pasuach lebeis shar shelifneihem, even if they don't have a separate exit way into the open chatzer, but they each just have a separate exit way into the beis shar that's the outside, so to say, of all these five partitioned areas. Yesh lo pesach pasuch lebeis shar shelifneihem. The beis shar pasuch lechatzer, he brings it down from the beis yosef that the beis shar is now open to the chatzer. So again, according to Ramah, the same idea applies. They're not going through each other's little territory. They're each of the others partitioned areas, and the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chaf Aleph that the Ramah is telling us, Rotsu Lomar, the Mechaber Tzir Einan Ovrim Begavne Shoyel Kol Echad Mechadro Pesach L'Chatzer. The Mechaber gave us the example that they all have a separate Pesach directly to the Chatzer, and the Ramah is Mosif over here. He adds that Afilu Kol Apsochem Lo Yipsuchem L'Chatzer, even if their entrance ways don't go directly into the Chatzer, they just go El Shir Psuchem Kol Echad Bifnei Atzmo La Beis Hashar. They just have their own separate entrance ways, exit ways into the Beis Shar Shanege Kol Echadarim. That's outside all of the five partitioned areas. And uba beishar, this beishar, hoya pesach echod shemimenu yosem l'chotzer, from this beishar you then go out into the chotzer. And the Ramah is telling us, ashminan, the lo teimo, kivin shekulum yosem l'chotzer, derech pesach echod, dahinu pesach shel beishar. We don't say over here that this is considered a pesach of a beishar, and therefore mikre michubarim kulon, uki ovrim zeal zeadomi. We don't consider this like they're going through each other. Don't say that the beishar is, so to say, their own personal property, and therefore each one is going through the other one's personal property. Kamash v'lon, the chiddush of the Ramah is, the lo mash gechinon bazeh, kivin she'en and ovrim zelzeh. We don't consider this as they're going through each other's property, and therefore, ulefi zeh, according to this Ramah, bebatim shalonu, shadorim kamo shchein v'vayis, in our apartment buildings, where many people live in the same house, the same apartment building, kol echad b'chador miyichodim, everybody has their own separate apartment. So, af al pi sha'ovrim lachutz, derech habayis shalifneihem, shulam kebeishar, even though they're going through the public lobby, the front area over here, that is like a beishar, mikol mokum chayavim kulam be'erim. We don't consider them as all going through each other's property, and they're considered like one entity, but we say no, that each of them is considered still a separate entity. Ulafikach im niskal kol erev shalir. If the city's erev falls apart, then in this apartment building, which didn't make its own erev chatzeros, it was relying on the city's erev chatzeros, asurim letalto kol echad mechadro lechadar chaveru. You wouldn't be allowed to carry from your apartment into your friend's apartment, unless in lo sheyesh lebal habayis tefisas yad b'chadreihem, unless the owner of the apartment building has this tefisas yad, which we spoke about in yesterday's shir, that he has a right to each apartment, and that's ma'ariv them all together as one entity. Like we spoke about yesterday, if there's some sort of a muktz item there that can't be removed, or a heavy item that can't be removed. In that situation, then it's as if the entire apartment building is owned by that one person, which he truly does own it, but he rented it out or lent out the apartments. In that situation, like we spoke about in Sif Beis, they are considered all one entity, and they wouldn't have to each participate in the Erev Chatzeros. However, in our regard over here, since they are considered separate entities, this beis shar or the lobby doesn't lump them all together, so then each one has to participate in the Erev Chatzeros, or else one person would ruin it for everybody. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, it says, "Ulinyan tilto mecheder labayis," to be able to carry from the cheder into the house, so that we'll learn about him Yitzhak Shem in an upcoming shir, Ayin Lekam Nesiv Zayin, and he says as well, V'ayin in the Ber Hetev, in the Bir Halacha, Mashikos Savdu Bazeh, we'll see a lot more details about that over there as well. So, in this situation, the Mechaber tells us, Im hamachitzos magios letikra, in this situation where each separate area is a separate area and it's partitioned off and they're not going through each other, they're going through the beis shaar or they're going directly into the chatzer. So if their partitions reach up to the ceiling, they don't actually have to reach to the ceiling because of the principle of lavud, they can just be within three tvachim of the ceiling, as the Mishnah Berurah reminds us in Sifkot and Chaf Beis, the Habi Lavud. If you're within three tvachim of the ceiling, it's considered that it's non-existent space, ukisosum adlam aladomi, and we consider it halachically as if it's closed off. So this is a valid mechitza going all the way up to the ceiling. So then in this situation, afilu hein shel yirios, even if over here the partitions are made out of a relatively flimsy material, just the curtain. So im b'nei ha-chotzer nos nima erev bi'echod mishar batei ha-chotzer, if the erev chatzeros is placed in a different house, not in one of these guys' houses, so then sarach kol achas v'achas mechaburos shebetraklin liten erev. So every one of the five families over here in their partitioned off area is considered a separate entity, and each of them must go and contribute to the erev chatzeros, and they would ruin it if they did not. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Chof Gimel, Achein ba'ofen shekshuros heitev milamato shelo yineach haruach. When we're talking about these partitions are going up to the ceiling or within three tefachim of the ceiling, they still have to be sturdy enough that they're not going to blow in the wind. As we've already explained, the mechitza is not considered a valid mechitza if it blows in the winds. Kudel b'simin shin samach beis sif aleph. He brings us down the name of the achronim. And therefore, in this situation, everybody has to participate. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Chof Dalet, dekivan da asrei hanoch diyorin shebechotzer im lo ervu, because the people would ruin it if they didn't participate. Asri nami hanoch shebetraklin, the people outside would ruin it if they didn't participate. The people inside ruin it as well if they don't participate, because they're living in separate dwellings. Kivan shamachitzu sheben mechulakos, the partitions are valid partitions and they're not going through each other's property. Afshein mechitzos grus, even though they're weak and poor, lousy mechitzos, nevertheless they count as a mechitza. People aren't transferring from one person's property through the other properties over here. They're going through the beis shaar or the chatzer directly, and therefore each person would ruin it if they don't participate in the erev chatzeros. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Tzorech Kol Achas V'Yachas, reminds us that they have to be there for more than 30 days. The Pachos Mizeh, if they're less than 30 days, then they're considered guests over here, and they are, in fact, subordinate to all the houses that are Kavua, all the set people that live over there. They ain't Tzvichon Litein Chelek Be'er. If somebody's just there for a weekend, so then they wouldn't ruin it for everybody else, as we've already learned, and the Mitzvah Shem will learn at the end of this Siman. And there's also the opinion of the Shari Tshuva, Ayin Shom. Then the Mechaber continues, he says, however, avol im nosnu ha'eru b'zeh ha'traklin, if the actual bread for the Erev Chatzeros is placed within this traklin over here, in one of these five people's houses, ain't tzrichin litein erev klal, then they don't have to participate at all. The Mishnah Berurah explains, u'mayru b'mechitzos aroi kei mechitzos shel yirios. We're talking that they don't have to contribute only if they have these lousy mechitzos over here. Dilu chilku b'mechitzos gemuros, kigon shel nesar v'chadoma. But if they really partitioned off this traklin with real boards, and they each have their own separate dwelling, then bevadai ein nafkamina bein erev ba etzlan v'chulei, u'bein yesh diyorin acherim b'chotzer o'ein diyorin. In that situation, you don't say that there's a heter over here that they don't have to contribute. Then everybody is a separate dwelling, vadai, and everybody has to participate or else they would ruin it. As the Mechaber himself says over here, if people are actually living in separate dwellings, then obviously everybody has to participate in the Erev Chatzeros or else it will be ruined. But if they are these lousy mechitzos, these yirios over here, then ain't tzrichim litein erev klal. And the Mechaber continues, the explanation is, shekulam dar mebayizet, because they're all considered as one person living in this house, and that's where the erev is. Ubayiz sheminichim bo erev, and the house that has the erev in it, the physical erev chatzeros, the bread for the erev chatzeros, ain't tzrich litein erev. That house doesn't have to contribute. It's demonstrating that it's the dwelling place by the fact that that's where it is, and they don't actually have to contribute. So in this situation, they wouldn't have to contribute any of the five chaburos that are here if they have flimsy mechitzos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Chofav, Hainu, Av she'erev munach b'cheder echod, even though the erev chatzeros is only in one of those five dwellings. Nevertheless, Dome, Kiman she'erev hayamunach etzel kulon, the erev halachically is considered like it's in all five of them. Because da tikro mechabrin l'bayisecho, because the ceiling makes them into one entity over here, because kivin she'tachtav hei mechitzos gruah, since there are lousy mechitzos underneath it, so therefore it is technically considered like the erev is in each of their actual dwellings, and if you're having the Erev in your dwelling, you don't have to participate. So all five people in this traklin would be exempt by the fact that the mechitza is lousy, and that the Erev Chatzeros is physically in one of these five dwellings. Mechaber continues and he says, likewise, v'chein, im ein doyorin acherim b'chotzer, if there are no other people outside in the chatzer, it's only these five people. This is the entire community over here. It's going into the chatzer. There are no other people there. So then, einam tzrichin erev. Then they don't need an erev chatzeros because they're all living under one roof, and these lousy mechitzas don't serve in this situation to consider them separate five dwellings. Mechaber continues and he writes, Chilku b'mechitzo she'ein nogos letikra. If the mechitzos over here in this troclin, even as we'll see, if they're sturdy, but they don't go up to the roof, then they're not considered valid mechitzos. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Chav Zayin, afilu hei mechitzos kivuo shel nesarim avonim. Even if they're walls that are made out of boards, real nesarim, or avonim, or stone, nevertheless, even if afilu gvos yosim yasara, and they're more than 10 tefachim tall, if they don't go up to the ceiling, they're not considered a separate dwelling for each person, and therefore the Mechaber tells us, Afilu im bnei hachatzir nosten eruvim bi'echod mishar batei hachatzir. In this situation, even if the eruv chatzeros does include other people outside in the chatzir, and the eruv chatzeros is placed in one of their houses, dai bi'eruv echod l'chol hachomesh chaburos. In this situation, all five families over here, the five chaburos over here, they just have to have one contribution. They don't need five contributions, they just need one contribution. They are considered like one entity because their mechitzos, even though they're sturdy, don't go all the way up to the ceiling or within three tefachim of the ceiling. So therefore, the ceiling makes them all into considered one halachic entity, one chabura, even though they're separate five chaburos, and therefore, they only have to contribute one time as an entity for the eruv chatzeros. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Chavches, the chabayis echod domi, they are halachically considered over here like one house. And the Chofetz Chaim adds in Shaar HaTzion, Os Yud Ches, he brings down from the Rebbeinu Yonason that it's mashma, the dafka, b'shehoyo ha'aliyah al gabeyim. You need to have, obviously, the ceiling over all of them. V'yu meshutofim bo yachad, doz ha'aliyah mecharbel, and they're all participating, so to say, in the ceiling. In that situation, they are considered as one entity. However, he brings down that the Rashba disagrees with this. The issue footnote number 24 brings down that the Chazon Ish disagrees over here with this Mishnah Berurah, and he says mechitzos kavuos mechalkos es adiurin afilu im enon megias latikra. If you have a wall, a solid wall, a board or stone in between, even if it doesn't go up to the ceiling, that is considered a separate dwelling. V'tzrichim lariv zeh im zeh, and they'd have to make their own eruv chatzeros over here, or participate all of them in the groups eruv chatzeros for the entire chatzer. And he adds osif shalinyon godish shebein beis batim. If you have some sort of a collection of something, a pile of wheat or something like that. So the Shaar HaTzion in Shin Ayin Beis tells us, Shemechitza Gerua Kazu, Tzor Shetagia Ad the Tikra. That you would need over here. If they had a pile of wheat between them, that would have to go up to the ceiling. Umashma Shema Mechitza Kavua, implying from over there that if the Mechitza is a solid Mechitza of stone or boards, ain't Tzor Shetagia Ad the Tikra. It wouldn't have to go and reach up to the Tikra. However, the Shaar HaTzion himself says that many Rishonim agree with his opinion, and it's also mashma that the Rashba agrees with this as well, not like the Chazon Ish. The Yerusha footnote number 23 brings down that it's interesting that this is different than a halacha by a sukkah. The Eino Doma la sukkah, Shaksheira, a sukkah is good, the walls, even if they don't go up to within three tefachim of the schach. Gam kshena defonos magios l'schach, as we'll learn in Mir Tzashem in Simen Tov Rei Shlam et Siv Tes. And the reason there's a difference between the sukkah and over here, Hatama Chiluk, so the Or Sameach writes, Shadavko mechitzos shematroson lahafsik ulachalik ben diorim, tzor shagila tikra. The purpose over here of these mechitzos is to separate the dwellers, as opposed to avo bayis shekol mechitzos of hein aroi, but a sukkah with all the walls are temporary. Nechshav l'shus hayochid gam kshein mechitzos of magiyos l'tikra. It's the whole idea is that it's a temporary dwelling, so it doesn't have to reach all the way up to the top. Only a permanent dwelling, so to say, a real mechitza, has to reach up to the top. The Ramon now adds, and he says, Hago, in miktsosan oasu mechitzos, u miktsosan lo asu. If you have some of the people in this tractlin over here, some of them made mechitzos, the Mishnah Berurah explains as if Karton Chavtes, hamagios letikra, that reach all the way up to the ceiling, and the others did not reach up, miktsosan lo asu, they didn't reach up to the ceiling. So then, o son shasu, those that reach up to the ceiling, hey mechulokim, they're considered like separate individuals. However, o son shlo asu, but those families, the chaburos over here, that did not make the mechitzas go all the way up to the ceiling, not within even three tefachim of the ceiling, hen kimishutofim, they're considered like one, and he brings us down the name of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Lamed that they're like partners, pirish, for oskulim, nosen, erivecho. Those people that the mechitzas don't reach up to the ceiling are considered like one, and they can just give one chelik in the eruv chatzeros, and they're perfectly valid. The Chaber continues and he says, "V'mahayu doyorin ba'aliyos mamish." If you have people that are living up on the second floor over here, in this situation, afilu nosnu bnei achotzer or eruv betraklin, then even if the eruv chateros is physically going to be placed in one of those five places, the five chaburos within this traklin, so then, since you have people living on the second floor, tzricha kol chabura v'chabura lost his eruv, then every single one of the individual five groups has to go and participate separately in the eruv chateros over here. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Lamed Aleph that people living upstairs, Kivar Kosavnu, Duhu Adin, Kishinishalku, Achaburos, Aide Mechitzos Kavuos. The same thing applies, we already said, if they have real Mechitzos, Nesarim or Avonim, they go all the way up to the roof. Kigon Shal Nesarim Chadome, Kivin Shem Magir Satikra, they're considered definitely separate dwellings. Likewise, over here, if they have people living on the second floor, so then they're all considered all separate dwellings. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Lamed Beis, Vafilu Kishayin Doyarin Acherim Mechotzer. And this would be true even if there's nobody else living outside this Troklin and the Aliyah, so there's nobody else in the Chatzir that is participating in an Eruv Chatzeros. Nevertheless, Shrich Lassos Eruv Chatzeros, and every individual person over here has to participate. Having the people live on the second floor makes them all considered separate dwellings over here. However, the Machaber concludes and he says, Avo mi shieshlo melamedo sofer bebeso. If somebody has somebody living in their house, for example, a teacher, an educator, a tutor over here, melamed, o sofer, or a sofer in his house, so in this situation, or the chayin hatalmidim halomdim b'nei harav, medar meveso kolecha b'chedro, or if you have students that are learning by a rebbe, and they each have a separate room in this house, in this situation, the Mechaber says, afilu yesh l'kolecha pesach pasuach l'chotzer, even if they all have a separate exit way into the chotzer, they don't have to go through the rebbe or the balabayis' area, and v'ocha v'yoshi b'chedro, and each of them is eating and sleeping in their own dwelling, nevertheless, ainan osrim, they don't constitute a separate entity, they're considered subordinate to the balabayis or the rebbe over here, and therefore they don't have to participate, and they don't ruin it if they don't participate in the Erev Chatzeros. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Lamed Gimel, Hatam, the reasoning is, kivin shekulam mishtamshin b'shel bal habayis, they're all using the house of the balabais in some way. Bafia, they're baking in it, they're using his oven, ubisho, they're cooking in it, they're using his stove, his cooktop, ubuchol dover, and anything else that they're using of the balabais over there. So therefore, chashivi kulu ki'ilu ochlim v'yishenim b'mokum echad. Therefore, they look over here like they're all eating and sleeping in the same dwelling place, and therefore, they're considered subordinate to the balabais, and only one, the balabais, has to participate in the Erev Chatzeros. The Alpha P, and this is true, even Shiesh Lem Pesach Litzad Chotzer, even though they have their own separate exit way into the Chotzer, nevertheless, Nikram Hashem Balabais is subordinate to the Balabais. Furthermore, the Mishmur says, for Od, Dein Mashul Lehem Rishusul Lesolov, he certainly didn't let them stay in his house, the Malamed, the Sofer, or the Talmidim, he certainly didn't put them there to ruin it for him and make them have to participate in the Erev, or else there's no Erev Chatzeros over here. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'kol zeh b'shahaya sholem." This is when he lent it to them. However, avol hoya mokum achadorim karnoi o muskalem. But if they purchased it from him, or they're renting it from him, or o afilu b'shol rakshi mishtamshim kolecha b'fnei atzel u'chedro. But if they, even if they borrowed it from him, but they're totally separate, they're not relying upon him for any way, then osrin, unless they participate, they would in fact ruin it for the Erev Chatzeros. Because the davko b'tzeruf shnei hatamim biyachad mikilinon. It's only when we use both of these situations over here that they're using his property, as well as they're subordinate to him because they're borrowing it from him, then we can be make and say they don't have to participate in the Erev Chatzeros. And this is also where there's no tvisas yad over here. Because if he has a tvisas yad, even though he sold it to them, as we've already explained, the chanal b'sif beis. The issue footnote number 25 points out that even if the melamed or the sofer over here is eating his own food, nevertheless, kivin shei mishtamshin b'bayis, bal habayis, are using in other ways their own food, but they're using his oven, they're using his stovetop, so then ain't an osrim, then they're subordinate to him and they don't ruin it if they don't participate in the Erev Chatzeros. Mishnah Berurah of Kutlan Medali says, even if they have a Pesach Basuch L'chotzer, Vahava Mina, I might have thought, the Yochol Lesor Abenei HaChotzer, Kishlo Ervu, I might have thought, in that situation, since they're not going through the Balabais' property all the time, I might have thought that they then need to be a separate Erev Chatzeros entity, so the answer is that they don't, Ein an Ostrim, Mishnah Berurah of Kutlan Medali, they don't ruin it for Alan Shei HaChotzer, Velo Zeh Al Zeh, they don't ruin it for the other people in the Chotzer, they don't ruin it for the Balabais, and they don't ruin it for each other. With this, we conclude today's shir.